Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right, Cleaning Nation, welcome to Tuesday. If you're listening to this live, and if you happen to be joining us via YouTube or podcast, welcome to whatever time it is, and you're part of. Glad to have you. For those of you that are watching live, my apologies. I'm getting a bit shaggy. We're, I don't know, week two or three in the whole COVID nonsense. We will jump in right away. Before we do, we should probably let the good-looking woman to the me with a fine haircut introduce herself. Go. Why is she on? How is she smart? Why do we care? Andrea, go.
All right. Thank you. So my name is Andrea Jensen, and I have a business called the Cashflow CFO, and we help business owners manage their cash flow from a strategic and, smart viewpoint so that they're not being reactive with their cash flow. They're being proactive and strategic. So why I am on today is to talk to the business owners out there about what's available to help them during this time to alleviate the stress on cash flow. And, there's lots of really good opportunity to borrow money or to get grants. And so we want to make sure every donor has access to those resources. And so listen up, because there's a lot of good information here, and it can really help keep your business, the doors open, your team work, and you being able to meet payroll and all of the other important things that business owners are dealing with right now. All right. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and jump to some of the information that you'll need to know to see if you're eligible for the loans, and then I'll give you some information about what the loans are and how to apply for them. So right now, there are two different loans that the SBA has made available to small businesses. So the first one is the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, and you'll hear it referred to as the EIDL loan. And that one is a maximum loan amount, $2 million for businesses to use the fund for their payroll, rent, utilities, accounts payable, and some other bills that could have been paid had the disaster not occurred. So for this loan, you'll want to go directly to sba.gov and fill out the application. It's a brief application online that you'll need to fill out. And here's some information that you'll want handy when you are applying for that loan. So you'll want to have all of your personal information, all of your business information, as far as tax ID number, the date you started your business. If you file a 2019 tax return, you can use the total revenue of the tax return and your cost of goods sold. If you haven't filed, that way, you can just use it off of your profit and loss statement. So in addition to that, you'll want to have your bank account number and routing number handy. The rest of the information you should have memory, so you won't need to gather any else prior to filling out that application. So the really unique things about the EIDL loan is that they have also attached a grant up $10,000. Okay, so as we get all of Mike's connections set up, keep going, and then he'll jump in. He's got Audible again. So for the EIDL, the grant is what I was giving some info on. The idea of the grant is to get a quick injection of cash to business owners who need it to keep their business sustained, keep it going. So what then is you'll fill out the application for the EIDL loan, and there's a box that you can check towards the application where it, I would like to be considered for the $10,000 grant. So check that box and make sure you have your correct bank account and routing that you've entered in on the application. And so kind of two things happening in unison there. One, you're filling out the application for the EIDL loan directly, but you're also applying for the grant. So you have to do both at the same time. And for the EIDL loan, it is a term of 30 years at 3.75% interest. So that's It's a great loan to get business owners through this really hard time. In, you know, if your business is shut down or you have a dip in revenue, this will help keep everything going.
All right, real quick, jumping in. You're doing such a great job. I'm getting everyone's busting my fix audio. You're not heard. And then Friday says Mike talks too much anyway, so this works perfect. So. This is my every minute or so. You're doing so good, Andrew. I invited you to be a guest, and you're basically hosting, and you're doing an amazing job. So every 30 seconds, jump in. Oh, Stanley says I'm back. Oh, and Lindsay says I'm back. All right, whatever mixture of crap. Yes, we can hear Mike. And my apologies to everyone that's like, we really like the Andrea show. We don't need Mike being so loud so much. All right. So two things. One, I'm glad I'm back. Two, everyone give Andrea some love on the chat for being so amazing. And I've got to be totally honest. Everything you set up until Andrea, I've completely missed. Oh, there's all sorts of hearts coming in, by the way, for I don't think Andrea can see it. I've missed just because I've been focused on the sound. So my apologies in advance if I ask some stupid questions.
No such thing.
Actually, I ask stupid questions all the time anyway, but now that I didn't hear, it's almost a guarantee. So all right, I'm back in. Cleaning Nation, thanks for putting up with me. Andrew, thanks for putting up with me. And again, if I ask a stupid question that you've already answered, it's because I was completely focused on the sound. Could you just, for me and for maybe, let's actually be professional for a second. For those that just joined us, not me, Andrew, but you know, other people that just showed up in the chat, give me a quick summary of what we've covered so far and then we'll go forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started off by talking about the EIDL loan and the grant that is a part of that loan that's offered through the SBA. So the EIDL loan is intended to help business owners with payroll, with rent, with utilities, accounts payable, all of the things that they're going to need to keep their operations going. And you can apply for that grant through the SBA's website.
So hold on, back it up. I've heard two things, loan and grant. How do we know the difference? Because obviously for everyone out there, loan means you got to pay it back. Grant means you don't. Do we know later now? How do we know the difference?
Yeah, so it's all the same loan. So you'll go and apply for the EIDL loan, and there's a portion of it up to $10,000 that's considered a grant, which means you don't have to pay that piece back. So you'll apply for the EIDL loan, and you'll check the box that says, I would like to be considered for the $10,000 grant. So it's one and the same. There is some confusion about, well, I just want to apply for the grant and I don't want to apply for the loan. And that's fine too, because you can apply for the loan, check the box for the grant, but then when they make the offer of how much they're going to offer you as a loan, you can decline that and just go with whatever the grant money is and not have to take the loan.
And the grant's up to 10 grand. Is there a cap on the loan?
Yes, the loan is $2 million.
Okay.
But here's the thing. So traditionally with an SBA loan, when you fill out the application, you request an amount to be loaned to borrow. Mm-hmm. And in this circumstance, under this disaster loan, they're not giving you that opportunity. So they have some formula that they are determining how much they're going to offer each borrower. And it will depend on your business, the size of your business, the tax return. And I'm not sure all of the details that they're pulling into that formula. They haven't made that available, but get in line, put your application in, because the worst thing that they can come back and say is, oh, we're just giving you the grant. And now you've got some free money to help run your business.
Okay. So the grant can be up to 10 grand, the loan can be up to 2 million. You apply for what you apply for, and obviously they'll give you an offer that may or may not be what you applied for. And you do this at your local bank. Do you have to go with the government directly? How's that work?
Yep. So this one is directly at sba.gov, and it's an online application. It's relatively quick. I'll go over the few things of information you should have handy prior to filling that out. So you'll want to have your 2019 gross revenues, your 2019 cost of goods sold,
And if I don't like those figures, can I just make up figures that I prefer, or is that frowned upon?
It's frowned upon because if you do need to really borrow money, you're going to have to go through the underwriting process and substantiate, you know.
All right. I was just busting my own chops. So no lying or lie at your own risk. It probably won't work. Stop being bad people out there. Okay. So it sounds like the application is 5, 10 minutes, hour. What are you thinking? Just 5, 10 minutes, pretty quick?
Yeah. So So what's really nice is the SBA has modernized their application process.
I haven't seen it, but I'm going to put huge air quotes around modernized is my guess that it's probably
still.
Let
me tell you. So if you filed for this loan about 2.5 weeks ago, it was about a 2-hour process. You had to print out all these documents, hand fill them out, scan it, upload it to the website, submit it. And they, you know, because of the sheer volume of people that need access to these funds to keep their business going, to keep the economy stimulated, you know, they had to make that pivot and they had to change the platform.
10 to 15 minutes to fill out. And then do you know how long they're taking before you get an approval or a non-approval?
Yes. So nobody at this point has gotten anything. So
that's our government.
So we're still in a wait and see holding pattern on that one.
So 2 weeks or never. Go ahead. Yep. And then real quick, because I'm getting so many good questions in the chat. I don't want to forget them. Amanda said, and hi, Amanda, love you, sister. Is the EIDL loan and paycheck protection the same thing?
No. So we're going to talk about the paycheck protection next.
All right. Cliffhanger. Go ahead. So did they give any indication of when they're going to give an approval? And then also, I'm assuming that's just an approval. Then maybe it's 10, 15 minutes to apply. Once they're like, here's what we can give you. I'm guessing there's more paperwork before you get a check. Have they given any indications as from the day you apply to when you freaking get a check? Is poor Amy's like, I applied last week. I haven't heard anything. Have they given any indication when that's supposed to be?
No, for the EIDL loan, we don't have any data on when they're going to turn those loans around. That's directly through the SBA. So the good news is when we talk about the Paycheck Protection Program, that's going through SBA-approved lenders. So you're actually dealing with a bank and a person that's accepting your application, processing it. So we do have some more data on that, and those are turning around much faster.
Okay, so the EIDL is pure government. That's that. The Paycheck Protection is you get to go through a bank who has some sort of financial incentive to get this done. Okay, let me give a couple just my kind of thoughts on the philosophy behind this or kind of what I coach it, and we'll talk more about the details. Do we get everything on the EIDL to move to Paycheck Protection, or is there anything big we're missing?
No, I think we're good.
Okay, so I'm going to spend 30 seconds on this. Just so you guys and gals know, typically I'm pretty anti like, hey, let's have the government bail us out or let's do that. That said, I don't know about you guys, I pay a crap ton of taxes, right? So I've certainly put into this, and this isn't something that we as a whole have made bad decisions and now are asking the government to bail us out. This is a virus, an act of God effectively, that has come upon, and the government's made some decisions, not saying they're good or bad. I'm just saying the effect of those businesses, we're all shut down, right? The effect of those businesses. So all that to say, I would typically have no shame. I have no shame. I would apply for this, do all that stuff. I have nothing against it. That said, guys, gals, the one thing I don't want you to do is go, well, this is going to be my savior. The government's going to fix this. I've applied for a loan. That's going to fix everything. Bull to the crap. You men, women, Cleaning Nation are going to fix this thing for your companies or not. If the government is able to help with a small or large loan or grant, God bless. That should be one of many, many tools you're doing. The big coaching I want to give you is not to focus. I almost don't want to have Andrew on. She's on, not because she's not great, but I didn't want to get too focused on this where we have this belief of the government's going to fix everything. Their bottomless pit of money is going to dig us out. Well, guess where the government gets money from? Taxes that we all create. So if nobody's moving, obviously, there's a finite amount of that money, right? They can start printing it, but that's a whole different other kettle of fish. So I think my accountant sent me something saying we are applying and sign it. We're applying. So please don't hear me saying you shouldn't apply. If you're qualified, obviously tell the truth and all that sort of stuff. This is all money we've all put in as business owners. So fine. That said, please, 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 from a global mindset, this is Friday said, I was surprised you invited her on. Not because you're not great, but I'm pretty anti, like, let's have the government do this. So all that to say, if we get the money, great. If we don't, great. But please, please, please don't subjugate your business to the government doing anything. Because as we talked about, they're not great at getting crap done. The SBA loan, everyone's applied, nothing's happened. So we're going to talk about how to do that. And if you get the money, great. But we got to understand that you, Cleaning Nation, are in charge of your business and the success of this nation. Not the government giving handouts that just came from us in the first place. So that is my spiel, my rant over. Let's talk paychecks protection. What do you know, Andrea?
Okay, so The Paycheck Protection Program is intended to help business owners be able to cover their payroll expenses in addition to rent and utilities.
Grant or loan?
It's a loan, yes. So it's a so this one is a little bit different because we did say that go through the bank, an SBA approved lender for that. And in order to qualify right now, what they're looking at is you'll submit your 2019 payroll information, and then they will take an average of that and multiply it by 2.5. So the idea is they're going to help you cover your payroll expenses for a period of 8 weeks.
Got it. Couple questions that they asked that I think are great. One said, what about a new business? And two, does your credit score have any influence on approval for either of these loans or grants?
Yes. Yeah, great question. So yes, credit score is factored into the equation of what they will lend. And for new businesses, there is a period that they will look at if you ran payroll from January 1st through February 15th.
Okay, so if you haven't run any payrolls, are you out on all this?
So if you are incorporated and you did not run payroll, so say you're a single member LLC, for example, and you just take draws, unfortunately, you don't qualify for this loan. But if you're a sole proprietorship or an independent contractor who receives 1099 income, you will be able to apply for this starting on the 10th of this month.
Okay. And then what about the reverse? What if I am incorporated, but I have 1099, I have 1099 contractors, I don't run a payroll, I just pay my cleaners or 1099?
Yes, so they are not counted in the equation to determine how much you're eligible to borrow.
Okay, so you would have, if you had 100 1099 contractors and zero employees, you would, your eligibility would be zero.
Correct. Okay. It has to be a W-2 employee.
Perfect. All right. All right. You keep, I'm just going through the, these guys are giving so many, Jason, yeah, Jason, I think we answered, but I want to make sure. Jason says it's a PPP loan. That's a paycheck protection, right? Then granted if used for payroll and rent, because I had heard something about it could be a loan and then turned into a grant. Am I full of crap?
So there are portions. So here's the best thing about this loan. There are portions that can be completely forgiven. So in the 8 weeks after your loan is originated, if you use 75% of those funds for payroll, then they are completely forgiven. The other 25% of the amount you borrowed can be used towards rent or utilities to qualify for the forgiveness.
So it can start. So there's three programs, or there's two programs, but three types of money you can receive. One is a flat loan. That's always going to be a loan. That's the end of that. One's a grant. That's a flat grant and always going to be that. The third kind is a loan that can be converted into a grant.
Correct. Portions of it can't be. And then what's really nice is anything that's not forgiven, so anything that you use the funds for outside of payroll, rent, utilities, or mortgage interest converts to a loan at 1% for 2 years.
So that's a pretty daggum good loan.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay, so can you get 100% of that turned into a grant if you use 100% of it towards utilities and payroll?
Correct.
Beautiful. Okay, so what about time frame on these bad boys? We know with SBA directly and no kind of intermediary of a real life business slash bank, it's 3 weeks from never. And I'm being facetious, it'll be when it'll be, but they don't tell you when it's going to come. No one's got anything. It's just a big, sure, hold your breath and that'll be that. How about the banks or the PPP loans?
We have, our clients have already submitted and been approved, not funded yet. So we're still waiting on the funding piece. But the approval process is moving very fast, 24, 48 hours. If you submit a complete loan package, so that's key right there, is making sure that you check every box that they're asking for. It's a complete package. All the numbers are, you have the backup documentation included. You're going to get your loan pushed through a lot faster.
Okay, so we are getting approvals on the payroll protection loan in a day or two. What kind of funding timelines have we been getting?
We have not seen anything yet on that.
All right. So, I'd leave it to, again, sorry, government, but you guys are just not great at certain things. So Ann says, I'm an LLC and I run payroll through ADP. I've got employees I just furloughed. So if she's not going to be running payroll, would that mean the loan would not be forgiven if she just used that for other operating expenses?
So after she is approved for the loan and funded, If she uses it for payroll, she will get it forgiven. So the idea is to bring, if you've had to furlough employees or lay them off, the government wants you to bring them back on to keep everybody employed, which is why it's called the Paycheck Protection Program.
Well, and what happens if you say I get the money today, and obviously we know that's not going to happen, but my employees are furloughed for another month, and then I use it for payroll, and would that still be like, how long do I have to use it for payroll? And yes. Who's to say what I use for payroll? You know, well, this was my money and this was your money. Like, who's to say once it's in the pile with my bank account, how does that all sort?
So you have 8 weeks is the window to use the money on those designated expenses. So anything within that 8 weeks is, you can apply for forgiveness for.
Okay. So you can wait a little bit, but not 3 months from now, they've lost interest in that. Right. Got it. And again, I'm busting the government's chops a little bit, but I'm assuming there are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people applying. So obviously that is a legitimate logistical issue, which is really hard to say. Kids at home, feel free to try it. Okay. So again, I can't state enough. Like I love that the government's trying to do something and sort this out. But as you can see with the first program, no one's even been approved. The second program, we're starting to get some approvals, but no cash, and approval doesn't really do anything. We're looking for cash. A good indicator of it's fine to apply for this stuff. It's fine to whatever, but God bless America. Please, please, please don't just be like, this magic money is going to drop from the sky and solve everything. It will not. We as business owners are going to solve this thing. Not certainly the, even in the medical sector, I think business owners that are smarter than we are in terms of how diseases work and how to cure and protect from them are going to save us, certainly not the government folks. And then as it comes to protecting people from spreading this disease, we are the front line, in my humble opinion, as owners of cleaning companies. So by the way, Andrea, you're getting a ton of love on this is, you know, saving me so much time. Amy says it's June 30th, the cutoff for the payroll protection. And we say cutoff to use it.
Got off to apply and be funded.
Okay, so, and it's 8 weeks from whatever you get. 8 weeks from when you get funded, correct? Not when you get the money. Okay, so yes, you guys are on it because people are asking questions, like they're giving answers to the questions that I'm asking. Let's see. I have a partnership with my husband. We have 1099 workers. Should I have them apply for the PPP loan themselves? And then she said, did my husband and I qualify for the PPP loan for us? Because
you said LLC.
So she's, I don't know. Paige, let me know if it's LLC. We'll come back to you. And then Brian said, I started my business July 2019. And guys and gals listening to the recording are going, hey, I'm not there for that. I promise you each of these questions represents dozens, if not hundreds of people with the same question. So if I'm asking, hopefully this will help lots of people. So Paige, let us know what your legal structure is, if you would. Brian says, I started my business July 2019. I didn't start paying myself until January 2020. I paid my first employee in March. I added 12 more employees in May. Are there any exceptions for my situation?
So if you have W-2 income in 2019, you can apply for the PPP loan.
Okay.
If you don't...
When you say have W-2, you mean for employees, not for you.
Well, if you were on payroll,
okay.
A lot of business owners have themselves on payroll, so they would count.
Okay, so you're if I'm on W-2 payroll, I count just like any other employee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there is one caveat. If you have people on your payroll that make over $100,000 per year, it's capped at $100,000 per employee. So you'll have to just deduct any amount over that to determine the calculation of what you qualify for.
Okay. But so they're still qualified, just not for their full salary. So if I make 60 grand, my full salary is qualified. If I make 160 grand, the first 100 is qualified. The second 60 is I'm on my own. Actually, I hate to say it because I'm not a fan of the government. That sounds like a reasonable rule. Renee says, if you get a loan, can you still apply for unemployment? Great question.
So I don't know about the unemployment side. I know there's a lot of different changes in that. I focus on the business owners.
I know, Renee. You can absolutely apply for unemployment. Sure. I didn't say they'll give it to you. I have no clue. But you can sure apply. It won't stop you from applying one bit, buddy. Sorry. I know that's a terrible answer, but if we don't know, we don't know. All right. Paige says she's not an LLC. So I'm guessing she's just got a partnership or sole, technically sole. When you don't file anything, you are a sole proprietor, even if you have a partnership or your partnership. So she has no legal structure. She's got 1099 workers. Can she have them apply for the payroll protection? And can she, does she and her husband qualify for the payroll protection?
So yes, they can submit starting on, so sole proprietors And 1099, people who receive income from 1099s, independent contractors, starting on the 10th of this month, can apply for the Paycheck Protection Loan. And if they're a sole proprietorship, they'll use their 2019 total revenue in the calculation. And if you're an independent contractor, you'll put the total amount of the 1099 income you've received.
Okay, perfect. All right. These are great questions. We are kind of running over because we had a snafu at the beginning, but I want to make sure everybody gets everything. So we'll give it another 2 or 3 minutes just because Andrea, I think, as much as we love her, has lots of other things to do. So if you've got a couple questions, do them now. We'll kind of rapid fire 2 or 3 and we'll call it a day. Ginger says, what if the furloughed employees don't come back? Would it still work for kind of new employees, or talk to us?
So you are eligible because it's based on the 2019 numbers of what you qualify for. So once you receive that money, you have to spend it on payroll, whether you bring the furloughed people back.
Well, you don't have to, but if you want it to turn into a grant, you have to. If you're okay with paying a loan, you don't have to, you can spend it on whatever you want, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So whether the furlough employees come back or not, irrespective, as long as you're paying it to somebody, including yourself, if you make under 100 grand. Mm-hmm. Seems like a little bit of a loophole, just saying. And then by the way, Harjuan's like, hey, there's similar laws in Canada. We won't even get into the Canadian kettle of fish. I'm guessing your government's probably just as poor as our government sorting this thing all out, or just as overwhelmed as we are. Catherine says incorporated too, but I'm not sure exactly what that means. And then Jennifer says, what about partial furlough, meaning they're still working but only making quarter of the regular check? I don't think it matters, right? If as long whatever amount I borrow, 100% of it I spend on, what was it, payroll and utilities?
And rent. Or mortgage interest.
So if I work mm-hmm. from home, would that qualify? Not so much sometimes. No.
So business.
An actual business building mm-hmm. that I own or pay rent to another business on. That all qualifies. But for us, it's going to be mostly, again, same home utilities don't count if I work from home, right? So.
Right.
Okay. For the payroll, doesn't matter if they're half furloughed, they all quit and I get different people. If they're full furloughed, none of that matters. If I get 10 grand, the amount I spend on payroll for whatever reason, that's good. And guys, gals, what I would be circling here is including my payroll. So what if I didn't take a W-2 salary and all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah, now I need a W-2 salary. Does that count?
Counts.
Guys, gals, come on. What are we, nuts here? So sounds like all of us, if we're going to apply for this loan, we think we've got a chance to get it, should be making $100,000. And then how long does that last for? So I've got up to 2 months to pay. And then, so if I start today and I pay for the full 2 months, starting on day 61, that can't be
forgiven.
Okay. Right. So if I was to pay myself $8,500 a month or whatever 100 grand a year is, it kind of would be up to like $17,000. And then after that, I could still have a loan at a very low interest rate, but it just wouldn't be able to be granted. Is that correct?
Yeah. And so having a 1% interest rate on what's not forgiven is phenomenal. You know, so even if your business, the demand doesn't come back and you don't have the need for that, you know, level of employment that you did before, you can still use it for other things in business to, you know, make sure you keep your doors open and keep going.
And let me, we'll do one more question from Jason, and then I'm going to give kind of a couple other thoughts and we'll be done. Jason says, from what I understand, if your payroll drops a certain percentage, it doesn't qualify. Did this change?
So they're looking at 2019 to determine how much you can apply for. So what you spend the money on once you get approved is up to you.
Okay, so even if your payroll goes down, you don't care. Whatever you get approved for, as long as that goes to payroll, doesn't matter if it was half last year's payroll or double or anything, you can use it all.
Right. So for 2019 is what they'll use to determine how much you're going to be able to loan. And then once you get the money, if you spend it on those 4 things that we mentioned, it's forgivable. If it's not, it turns into a loan for 2 years at 1%.
Okay. Irrespective of what your payroll, if it's dropped substantially. Okay. Good. Last thing I want to say on this is from a guy who's been in business, 25 years now. And not due to any virus, I've had business debt in my life. And more times than not, I found business debt allowed me to continue making adequate to poor decisions longer and didn't really fix anything or save anything. All that happened is when I finally was like, holy crap, I've got to fix my business model, or I've got to fix something substantial, I now had the problems I had before plus a bunch of debt. So my two cents would be, if it's a grant, I'm all in. I will take that money. Again, I'm not going to consider it's going to be my savior. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on it. I'm going to focus 99% of my time on growing my business, leading, serving the people that need to be served, helping bring this country back as frontline workers and protecting people from the spread of a virus. That's going to be my passion and my focus. I'm not trying to shame you and saying don't take the loan. I'm just, from business owner to business owner, I'm pretty confident if there was no loan available, the guys and gals that would sort it out would sort it out. The guys and gals that are going to fail are still going to fail, even if you give them a false 20, 30, 40 grand. So I would really, I can't emphasize this enough, whether it's a loan or a grant, focus on your ingenuity, your commitment, your entrepreneurship, your value to bring to the world to save this, not cash. So again, I'm not trying to make you feel bad, and I'm not saying there's zero circumstances that cash is going to help, but oftentimes stuff like this kind of exposes, and this is pretty major, this isn't a small thing, it's a big deal, but it can expose a weakness in our business that we have, or our leadership. So it's easy to take the money, right? I guess the same thing would go for full-time college, right? It's a lot easier just to let someone pay you the money. We can party, we can do whatever we want. But it is possible, if you're committed, to work during college, work during the summers. It's crap ton less fun, but you graduate without any student debt, and it's just really hard, but it's super possible. I believe 80% of us are in the situation where we can work our way out of this and we don't need debt. And a lot of people are going to get saddled with debt, and it's going to be really, really hard to grow. So again, please, 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 from a philosophical standpoint, don't just be like, the government's going to save us by giving us a bunch of money. If it's a grant, fine, God bless, I'll take it. I pay taxes in. This is a benefit of being a taxpayer. I'll take it out. Grant, when it comes to a loan, just be very, very, very careful. Typically in this business, there's never a need for a loan. I've been in businesses, a car dealership or construction companies, where you kind of had to have some sort of banking relationship. If you do your billing and billing, bidding and billing and receivables the way we coach you, you should never need a loan. This might be one circumstance where it would make sense. But I just want to say, guys, yeah, just William's like the debtor is servant to the lender. Absolutely correct. So anyway, please, please, please. A lot of people are, okay, I'm loving that Clean Nation is getting that just because the money's cheap at 1% doesn't mean it's free. You still have to pay it back. And I promise you guys, gals, more so on the commercial side, when this whole everyone stay at home, nobody move goes away, on the commercial side, we are going to have a tsunami of work. Residential, it's going to be a little different. I still think it's going to come back, but I don't think it's going to come back at 100% more than it was. It's just going to kind of wander back. So be real careful with the debt. All right, Andrea, you are amazing. Thank you for hosting the first half of the show. We all tried to stump you, and you were just refused to be able to be stumped. You are actually way smarter than I look. Any other feedback or any parting words Cleaning Nation needs to know?
No, we covered everything, and we're happy to help if anybody needs additional support, filling out the loans or things like that. Mike, you could probably give them a way to touch with us.
Andrew is clearly host. All right, this is the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with Andrew as your host, and Mike Campion is the guy who can either tell you guys can't work the technical thing, can barely speak. Guys, gals, if you are out there going, I need more help with this, hopefully more so on the how do I not just survive but thrive in this environment, help me. We know we can do this. Who said it? I bootstrapped my business for 10 years. Cindy, couldn't agree with you. I believe in that. Love that, Cindy. Go to Growing. There's two options, two resources I'm going to give you. GrowingCleaningCompany.com/Corona Party. It is an hour, I think, on exactly how to survive or how to thrive during this, not just survive, without any government money talk. If you are like, I need more help, I want you to walk me through, or your team or some coaches to actually walk me through a strategy that could include some of this debt stuff, and I need just more help, go to growingcleaningcompany.com/talk. We've got coaches. We are doubling down on our service because we really, really believe that you guys, gals, are the front line, to helping this disease not spread. So growingcleaningcompany.com/Corona Party if you want to know how to thrive during this crazy time, and growingcleaningcompany.com/talk if you need help coming up with a plan, whether it is with this loan, with the grant, or more importantly, you're just like, I'm a smart business owner. I know I can do this. I just need some guidance. That is what we do. There's no charge for the call. I don't think there's anything for selling the call. We just try and help you come up with a plan and move forward. So those are the resources. Thank you for that reminder, Andrew. That's kind of my job, but I guess if I'm not going to do it, somebody better. Anything else you want to say, Andrew, to give value to the whole?
Yeah, just make sure you're keeping your eye on your cash flow. So you're really clear on what's coming in, what is due out, and, you know, looking at different ways that you can delay the payments going out. You know, if there's, I know that if you have a rent, you can ask for a little bit of a leeway on making that payment, mortgage payments, student loan payments. There's a lot of other help that's out there for small businesses. You can delay your payroll tax payment. The government, they're offering that solution for small businesses also. So find out as much information as you can so that you can position your business in the best way possible to, you know, like you said, Mike, thrive through this really hard time and come out on the other end set up for success and growth.
And again, couldn't agree more. Managing your cash properly, always important. When thing goes nuts, ultra important. That said, remember, that's a loan, right? So not paying rent or payroll taxes or any of that sort of stuff. I get it. Please don't hear me going, you got to manage cash, right? So I'm not saying that's not the case, but just the solution to this is leading our way through it and really serving. So that's just another form of a loan. That particular loan is interest free, but it's still a loan. So just be really careful that we don't confuse cash management with leading our company kind of out of the dark. Not that cash management is not important. Most businesses go out of business not because of lack of profit. They go out of business because of lack of cash. So having extra cash around is never going to kill you. Having extra debt around can kill you, and having no cash will absolutely kill you. So yeah, that's that. Last question, because it's a quickie, then I promise we're going to go, because Andrew's like, this was not my full-time job. Jennifer says, does workers' comp payment included in payroll costs, or is those separate? You said you can kind of defer your payroll taxes. Can you defer workers' comp or just payroll?
Workers' comp has nothing to do with it.
Okay, so just payroll taxes. All right, you got the last one in, Jennifer. I'm sure Andrew and I could talk forever because she's amazing, but we also have things to do. Andrew, you're the best. Cleaning Nation, thanks for joining, putting up with the technical difficulties at the beginning. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.